My first sari was a Mediterranean blue with a dull gold border and gold tassels. My second sari was a shimmery purple with gold discs on it all over. I still remember the feel and texture of both the saris. The blue one was a soft cotton and very gentle to the touch. The purple one was crisp and a bit synthetic-y, and the gold discs were like sandpaper. I got the blue one when I was 4. I got the purple one when I was 6. Many years later, when my mother told me that the blue one was actually a dupatta and the gold one dress material bought off the shelf in Damascus, which is where we used to stay, I felt very betrayed. But by that time, my love story with saris had started. It didn't matter that my first 2 saris weren't saris at all. I was completely hooked. I continue to wear saris as an everyday part of my life, even if I don't wear them every day. And I think for any liberal, liberated woman in India, every day is a bit of a battle, several wars waged on various fronts, at home, at work, on the streets. And when we pull on a sari, I think it's our moment of ceasefire. It's our sense of continuity. It's our ability to hold on to tradition. It's about us letting go of a few of those battles for a few hours at a time.